From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We so appreciate that response, particularly because we know how angry and upset everybody is this week about the economy. You're lashing out. You're looking for someone to blame. But this radio show has the power to make things better. Not by explaining the crisis or somehow illuminating it. No, we leave that to lesser shows. We have the power to fix everything because on the weekend, we write Carl Castle's newscasts.
Today, $100 bills started coming out of everybody's water taps, and everything is fine now. Don't you worry your little heads about anything.
There you go. So we wait for Carl to have his stimulative effect. We'll talk to finance journalist Joe Nocera from the New York Times later. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call, the number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello there. This is Harold George in St. Augustine, Florida.
Hey, Harold, how are you?
I'm doing great. I feel like the guy working at the gas station on Christmas Day and everybody else is having a party. You all sound like you're having fun.
Well, you just joined the party, though. We just opened the door and you came in. We're like, oh, it's great. It's Harold. Hello. We're all excited to see you.
Oh, I'm excited to be part of it.
Well, we're excited to have you here. Let me introduce you, Harold, to this week's panel. First up, it's humorous author and the man responsible for everything you might find at Baudet.com, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hi, Harold.
Hey.
Next, it's a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Harold.
Hey, Kiri.
Finally, it's writer, director, and comedian Paul Provenza.
Hey, Harold, how are you?
Hey there.
I love saying that. Harold, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to start us off with three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I am.
All right. Now, your first quote is actually a festival of grievances. First, here's White House economic advisor Austin Goolsbee.
These guys should have gotten the Nobel Prize for evil.
And here's the earthy and direct Senator Charles Grassley.
Do one of two things, resign or go commit suicide.
And finally, here's the New York Post in 20-point type on the front page.
Not so fast, you greedy bastards.
So that was just a tiny little cupful of the river of bile this week that was aimed at executives at what company?
AIG.
Yes. Yes. The recession so far has been unsatisfactory in so many ways. Where are the mournful songs? Where are the colorful hobos riding the rails? But finally, scapegoats in the house. This week, members of Congress all tapped into their inner crank at the end of the bar, trying to outdo each other in expressions of rage at the filthy rich execs and their taxpayer-funded bonuses over at AIG. Now, of course, AIG was able to use their bailout funds for bonuses because of a provision in the law passed by, let me just check my notes here, let's see. Oh, yes, the United States Congress. So they backed down a bit, Congress, after they learned that. They decided that ritual suicide may be a bit too harsh. Instead, the malefactors should simply be required to give up their reserved parking spaces.
Well, I noticed another congressman, it was really a wonderful week for colorful language in Washington, talked about the sphincters tightening on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yes, that was great.
Yeah.
Now, there's one for the congressional record.
I think so. They should inscribe that on the rotunda. And lo, the sphincters tighten on both ends. Here's the crazy thing. Congress got so angry that they passed on Thursday, they passed this bill that would tax at almost 100% all the bonuses paid out to all the executives and all the companies that got taxpayer-funded bailouts. And maybe that's a good idea, and maybe it's not such a good idea, but should you be passing major legislation when you're that angry? I mean, are they next going to pass a law, you know, saying their old girlfriend should get back together with them? I mean, shouldn't they, like, count to 10? Well, anyway, Harold, here is your next quote.
Excuse me. I'm choked up with anger here.
That was somebody who tried a few times this week to express his own outrage over the AIG bonuses, but maybe could have been a little bit more convincing. Who?
President Obama.
Yes, indeed. Do you remember? It was just a little while ago. We all liked Obama because he was calm and cool and wouldn't fly off the handle. So whose bright idea was that? We apparently want someone to fly so far off the handle that he circles the globe, comes back, grabs the handle, and hits somebody with it. So Obama kept trying to show all week that he's just outraged as the rest of us. Really, he is, but he found time to go on ESPN for, I think, 3 hours and do his NCAA brackets. And
he well, went to go it's because the point spread is where yeah. most people are going to make some money this year.
True.
Well, I got to say that, you know, Obama, he goes and he does these town meetings and stuff. He looks like the happiest guy in America.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, he went out to California. Yeah. He appeared on Jay Leno on Thursday night. I mean, he went on Dancing with the Stars and won. Yeah. And so people are like, well, you know, is this appropriate behavior in a time of national outrage? And he did agree. He did cancel the special White House Easter egg roll he had planned to host with AIG executives and their concubines. That's not going to happen.
Well, I figured out why he's so darn happy.
Why is he so darn happy?
Because he knows he's got a job for 4 years.
That's true.
The rest of us were up at night.
Well, he gets mad like Mr. Cleaver did, you know. It's like, Beaver, I'm so disappointed in you. And it was enough. I mean, you hated it when that happened. You felt so bad for the Beeb, you know.
Wow. All right, moving on, Harold. Here is your last quote.
Just because someone who mocks authority says something doesn't make it so.
That was Jeff Zucker, president of NBC Universal. He was defending, all right, well, he was whining about the attacks leveled at his financial network, CNBC, by what well-known mocker of authority?
Jon Stewart,
in fact. Right, you've got some fans here, apparently. Last week, of course, Jon Stewart of The Daily Show absolutely crucified Jim Cramer over the course of the week, and millions of people watched internet videos of Stewart reaching into Cramer's chest to withdraw his still beating heart. Apparently, Cramer is able to function without it. Who knew? This week, both Cramer and his ultimate boss, Mr. Zucker, lashed back. They said, in essence, it was unfair to blame CNBC and the business media for being deceptive when, in fact, they were just clueless. This is all well and good, but the problem is this sudden power to bring networks to its knees seems to have gone to Stewart's head. He launched a new segment this week called That Can't Be Right, in which he expresses more indignation in an oddly curmudgeonly way. He's announced new similar segments. I, Jon Stewart, make an angry face. And one called I'm Mad. No, seriously, I'm not kidding. Why are you people laughing? Damn it. We're not sure what's going on, but I think if he doesn't stop, he's in danger of becoming a shorter, meaner, Jewisher Andy Rooney.
Well, if he starts showing us what's in his desk, we'll know.
I'm Jon Stewart. Have you ever noticed? Carl, how did Harold do in our quiz?
He was perfect, Peter. Harold, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Yay.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing, Harold.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
All right.